Turkish Youth Union, a small nationalist anti-American organization.
CBS's Holly Williams reports the two Americans are okay and 15 arrests have been made. Now to Ukraine, where what's being called the deadliest attack of the war this year left 49 people dead. Reporter Will Vernon of the BBC.
President Zelensky said two ballistic missiles fired by Russia hit an educational facility and a nearby hospital, as well as a communications institute, which was partially destroyed. He said some people remained trapped under the rubble. Photos and videos from the scene show huge holes in the side of several buildings, with bodies clearly visible on the ground.
Well, here at home, federal prosecutors say a former deputy chief of staff to New York Governor Kathy Hochul has been charged with acting as an undisclosed agent of the Chinese government. On the Health Watch today, CBS's Jim Krasula has news on breast cancer.
The latest federal data shows the rate of new breast cancer diagnoses in Asian American and Pacific Islander women, a group that once had relatively low rates of diagnosis, is rising much faster than that of many other racial and ethnic groups. Medical experts from the National Institutes of Health aren't sure why and say more research is needed.
A three-day strike by 10,000 hotel workers against 25 hotels run by Hilton, Marriott and Hyatt is due to end today. Hawaii union leader Cade Watanabe says it's important to get their message out as contract talks remain stalled.
We don't have the staffing, we don't have the tools, we don't have the resources to put our guests first. And that's exactly what our industry is about.
Well, some people south of L.A. have been told they may need to evacuate because of a landslide danger. Power was shut off to more than 200 homes in Rancho Palos Verdes over the weekend. County Supervisor Janice Hahn worries shifting land could damage equipment and cause fires.
The acceleration that's happening currently is beyond what any of us could have foretold.
Well, CBS's Stacey Lynn has more on the new membership price hike at Costco.
Depending on what plan you have, you'll be paying $5 to $10 more a year to shop at the wholesale club. The price hike went into effect yesterday and impacts around 52 million memberships. The last time Costco raised its annual fee was back in 2017.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 500 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer in 2023 and 24. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. School is back in session. Kids in Racine and Kenosha Unified are going back to school, with officials saying to watch out for buses starting and stopping and kids crossing the road. A family and their dog were able to get out of a burning home on West Lawn on Sunday. The cause isn't yet known, but it's reported working smoke alarms got everyone out safely. Funeral services are being held today for Jim Smith, Racine's former mayor. He passed last week at the age of 84. The Racine Raiders are once again champions. On Saturday at Horlick Field, they won their 11th championship. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts! The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant has slashed prices to the lowest they've ever been. Over 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on all stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Quarterback Jordan Love said coaches have been preparing players for the trip.
I mean, it's just a lot of unknowns that kind kind of, it's one of those things, like I like to say, it's out of our control. So, you know, just trying to focus on everything I can do to get myself prepared for the game, for the defense we're going to see in the game plan. And then, obviously, once we get out there, hopefully we go by the stadium, kind of get a feel for the layout, field, everything, and then just play it by ear. But a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Tons of sunshine today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s. And tonight, as we stay clear, we fall crisp to the low 50s. We get a little warmer tomorrow to the upper 70s under sunny skies before showers and maybe some storms hit on Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blush. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Local news and timeless hits right here. WRJN. I always thought about Tears of a Clown when Smokey was singing. And I had too much time on my hand as a kid. I thought that clown would look something like Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Tell a friend that for 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits. Or you can just say, listen to WRJN when you have a chance. Beautiful weather today, 78 degrees. And of course, you got me. I mean, really? Okay, I should have just stopped before.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at franksvillefoodtruckfestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone.
until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
The most brilliant song ever. And of course, that is just my opinion, not necessarily opinion of the staff, the sales folks, or Don Rosen, just so you know. I'm Cindy Huber on WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and Three Dog Night. They're playing the Genesee Theater in Waukegan next week, Thursday, September 12th. They're going to do all the big hits and throw in some fun surprises, too. And by the way, my buddy Rich, got to make sure I got you on the wrong right mic.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're good.
You saw them last year, right?
I did. I saw them off at the Crystal Grand in Wisconsin Dells. Fantastic show. And because it's the Genesee Theater, you guys are going to enjoy yourselves. You're going to have a great time. They play all the hits. You guys are going to have so much fun. If you're a huge fan of Three Dog Night like I am, you will be impressed.
We gotta put some money together and go, you know? We got to go to Three Dog Night.
We can make that happen.
Yeah, we should. I should do a lot of things.
Short-term
that
plans.
One, yeah, exactly.
Short-term
that,
plans.
That should be right out the head of everything we're going to do in the next week or so. See, Three Dog Night. Don Rosen has tickets to give away today through Friday between 6 and 9. So you can sing along with Three Dog Night and win your freebies all week with Don right here on WRJN as we join the WRJN newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The campus community at UW-Whitewater is mourning Kara Welsh, a business major and champion gymnast who was shot to death Friday. Today is the first day of classes for the fall semester at Whitewater. Flags on campus are at half staff. Police have arrested a 23-year-old suspect. Investigators say Welsh and the suspect knew each other. Democratic vice presidential running mate Tim Walz warning a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Donald Trump would take away protections for workers.
Shouldn't be asking so much. Spend a little time with your child after they're born, or if you've got chemotherapy treatments, to be able to not lose your house because you're getting health care. That's not that difficult.
Walz says Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Flight for Life was needed for a crash Saturday on Sheridan Road. A collision between a motorcycle and a car in Mount Pleasant resulted in critical injuries for the 18-year-old on the motorcycle. He was flown to the hospital after being ejected from his bike. The crash happened when the motorcycle going north on 32 collided with a car turning south onto Chicory. The 61-year-old driver of the car wasn't injured. A campaign staffer for Tim Walz is recovering from a broken arm following a crash on 794 in Milwaukee yesterday. It happened when two vans carrying media members collided after being separated from Walz's motorcade by another vehicle. Several journalists were also injured in the accident, which is currently under investigation by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office. Former President Donald Trump is in the state later this week. They're hoping sales are through the roof at a new Kenosha endeavor. The Kenosha Police Department's canine unit has launched a new merchandise website featuring plushies, challenge coins, and clothing. All proceeds will go to support canine care and maintenance. People can order items online and have them shipped, or they could pick them up at the public safety building during business hours. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN.
conditions of sunshine today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s. And tonight, as we stay clear, we fall crisp to the low 50s. We get a little warmer tomorrow to the upper 70s under sunny skies before showers and maybe some storms hit on Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
It's all because your mama don't dance.